Health experts issue comprehensive roadmap to reduce kids' sugar intake. Mega Doctor News, by George Washington University, Newswise, Washington. American children consume more than double the recommended amount of added sugars each day, contributing to rising rates of childhood obesity, type 2 diabetes, and other chronic health conditions. A new policy brief from the Global Food Institute at the George Washington University outlines a comprehensive roadmap for reducing added sugar consumption among children and aligning intake with national dietary recommendations. The report, Changing the Default: A Policy Roadmap for Reducing Added Sugars in U.S. Children's Diets, highlights the need for coordinated action at the federal, state, and local levels to reshape the food environments children navigate every day. The reality is that children are consuming added sugars in far greater amounts than health experts recommend, and parents cannot solve this challenge alone, said Priya Fielding Singh, Director of Policy and Programs at the Global Food Institute and lead author of the report. If we are serious about improving children's health, we need policies that make healthier choices easier, more accessible, and more affordable. The brief notes that the 2025 to 2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend that children under age 11 avoid added sugars entirely, while the American Heart Association recommends no more than 25 grams, or about 6 teaspoons per day for children ages 2 to 18. Yet the average American child consumes approximately 60 to 70 grams of added sugars daily. To address this, the report proposes 6 policy recommendations organized around 3 key strategies. Set higher standards where children learn and play. Strengthen federal school nutrition standards by lowering allowable added sugar levels in school meals and expanding limits to other federally funded meal programs. Reduce added sugars in early childhood settings through stronger child and adult care food program, CACFP, standards and state child care licensing requirements. Reshape supply and demand for added sugars. Establish voluntary added sugar reduction targets for food manufacturers and encourage reformulation of commonly consumed products. Expand sweetened beverage taxes and dedicate revenues to children's health and education initiatives. Restrict marketing of unhealthy foods and beverages to children, particularly through digital and emerging advertising channels. Give families better information. Require front-of-package nutrition labeling that clearly identifies products high in added sugars and incentivizes manufacturers to offer healthier options. The authors emphasize that reducing children's sugar intake will require more than nutrition education alone. Added sugars are found throughout the food supply, including in products often perceived as healthy, such as yogurt, cereals, breads, and condiments, making systemic policy changes essential. Policy has successfully tackled major public health challenges before, from tobacco use to vehicle safety, said Fielding Singh. The tools already exist to reduce children's exposure to excess added sugars. The next step is using them. The report also underscores the importance of addressing health inequities, noting that lower-income children and children of color experience disproportionate rates of diet-related diseases and are more heavily targeted by marketing for high-sugar foods and beverages. The authors stress that while policy is foundational, progress will also require collaboration among researchers, industry leaders, educators, health professionals, community organizations, and families.